Hey, Joe, is it a good thing you guys got an easy one coming up Thursday night?
Oh, yeah, that's a good one.
All seriousness, Joe, how tough is this turnaround, especially coming after a tough game like yesterday?
Well, I think it's always a tough turnaround, but I think, you know, both teams are dealing with it. When you play a Thursday game, it's a super short week, so pretty much you don't even worry about the game you just played, and you immediately start working on the next opponent. And, I mean, it's an equal disadvantage for both teams, so it's just going to be who's going to be able to deal with it the best.
How did Colt look today?
Good. You know, it was kind of just a glorified walkthrough out there, but for the most part, I think everybody was in kind of getting started on Pittsburgh as quickly as we can, and that's, I think, what everyone was doing.
Hey, Joe, I know both teams have to deal with the short turnaround, but can you talk about the physical challenge of playing Baltimore and Pittsburgh? I mean, they're considered, you know, two of the, I guess, tougher teams in the league.
Well, I think you look at Baltimore and Pittsburgh, and they both have outstanding physical defenses. And when you come off of a game like a Baltimore, like a Pittsburgh, it's definitely going to be a challenge to get your body ready by a Thursday, because typically you're just starting to feel okay again on a Thursday. So it takes a lot of mental toughness, and I think that's going to be key, is going to be trying to take care of your body Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and then physically overcoming the soreness and the stiffness that you're going to feel on game day.
Hey, Joe, just to be clear on my question when I asked about Colt, I meant, did his knees seem fine whatever you guys did today?
Yeah, I think that'd be a great question to ask him when you get a chance to talk to him. I mean, I guess from my perspective, everything looked fine.
Hey, Joe, yesterday Josh Cribbs said he felt that there's a big gap between you guys and the Ravens and the Steelers talent-wise. What are your thoughts on that? How far away are you guys from really competing with those teams?
Well, you know, that's one player's opinion. I tend to disagree with that. I think we're just as talented as any team that we face, and I think the bottom line is it just really comes down to execution and who's going to execute on game day. And, you know, that's what it comes down to on Sundays. And if we don't execute the way we are supposed to and the way we can, you know, we may not win the game. And I think that's true for any team in the NFL.
1 second, Joe. Mm-hmm.
Hey, Joe, what kind of challenge do you see from James Harrison and just the Steelers defense in general?
Well, you look at their defense, they're a group of very talented players who've been together a really long time, and they know that system as well as anybody in the NFL, so you can't expect them to ever make any mistakes. I mean, you really got to beat them in the one-on-one matchups, and you really got to play an outstanding game. You got to execute, because across the board, every position, they've got a talented veteran who is the best, if not in the top three at their position. So it's always a great challenge when you're going to play Pittsburgh.
Joe, I know you got to put the yesterday behind you, but after a game like that and where you guys are at this season, what would you say the confidence level and the mood within the locker room, being that you're one of the leaders on this team, how would you characterize both of those things?
Well, I still think they're pretty good. You know, we've got a young team, and I think that a lot of times works to our advantage, because they don't dwell on things too much. They tend to just kind of wake up on a Monday, make the corrections they need to, and kind of bounce with a lot of confidence and excitement to the next week. And I think that's one of our strengths.
1 second, Joe.
Sorry, Joe, from earlier. What makes Harrison such a tough guy to face?
Well, he's an extremely strong, physical, quick, fast outside linebacker, and he's been in the league a number of years, so he's very savvy. He's a shorter outside linebacker, which sometimes makes it a little bit more difficult, because he's got the leverage on most players. And I mean, he's a guy that has done it for a number of years. He's been one of the best, if not the best, outside linebacker across the board, run and pass. And he was the defensive player of the year a couple years ago. So I think that kind of says it all.
Hey, Joe, there's some weeks where we scratch our heads a little bit and really have to search for progress. What did you see yesterday that was positive that came out of that game?
Well, I think you look at a lot of things, and I think at times we ran the ball fairly well against a big, physical, strong front seven. I think we had to kind of go away from that because of the way the Baltimore offense was possessing the ball and getting behind by a couple scores. You have to kind of go away from that. But I think early on we were really doing a good job of running the ball. I think we protected well overall. I think some of the things offensively, we did a pretty good job. You know, one of the things we didn't do well enough was staying on the field on third down. And I think that if you can't do that, it makes it for a tough day. And I think if we could have just converted two or three of those third downs, we could have had a much better day offensively.
All right, Joe, thanks for taking time to call us.